Welcome to the Women on the Rise podcast. This is where we talk all things entrepreneurship aimed at female entrepreneurs. Whether you are just starting out or you have a 7 or an 8 figure business, we bring you the greatest tools, techniques, and ideas for inspiration for your business. I also interview some of the world's leading entrepreneurs from all over the world to hear about their businesses and what they've done to grow and scale their businesses. I welcome you to join us in our journey for Women on the Rise. Welcome to another episode of Women on the Rise. And today we are looking at the very popular topic of collaborations and how you, as a small business owner, can find a collaboration which is going to be win-win for your business. Now, today is a bit of an unexpected recording for me because I was actually going to be doing some interviews, but those were postponed. And so I thought, what better reason than to jump in the studio? But I set a challenge to some of our members and said, what are some solo episodes that you would like me to talk about? And this episode I am dedicating to Dr. Abir, who is one of our members who's based in the UAE. And she said to me, Jen, I would love to have you talk about collaborations, how we can find them, how we can make the best use out of them, and any of the other things that we need to think about. So today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of collaborations for your small business. As a small business owner, it can be really hard, whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for a while, to grow your audience. And one of the quickest ways that you can grow your audience, find new customers or clients for your business, is through collaborations. And if you find the right partner to collaborate with in your business, it can give you huge gains in a very short period of time. So today we're going to dive deep into that and look at how you are going to be able to find those collaborations that will help take your business to the next level. What we want to be looking for first, though, is we want to have a vision about how collaborations are going to help us in our business. So what that means is that we don't want to just do a collaboration for a sake of having a collaboration, that we need to have a bit of a strategy behind that. So what that means is that we want to be very clear on what our goals are. So like everything that we do in business, we need to set some goals. So what is it that we want out of the collaboration, and what is that going to do for us in our business? So oftentimes when we are doing collaboration, that we want to be able to find a collaboration partner that is going to be complementary for our business. So let's say, for example, you have a business which sells honey. Maybe you sell honey as gift baskets. Maybe you provide honey to hotels. Maybe you're doing some B2B and some B2C. So what kind of businesses, if you have a honey business, could you be collaborating with? Well, there are a number of different businesses. So you could look, for example, at doing a collaboration with a business which provides another type of food product. So it could be something that maybe you could collaborate together that might be complementary for cooking, that could take honey and maybe another product, let's say, for example, olive oil. Or it could be, for example, that if you have honey products that are used for gifting, that you could collaborate with a company that provides gifting products or gifting baskets, or it could be an events company. There are a number of different areas that you could look at that you could collaborate with. And there are a number of different ways that you could collaborate. But what's important is you want a business that's going to be complementary. Sometimes as well, though, that you might even be able to collaborate with somebody who could be a competitor. Now, what I mean by that, and I've seen this before as well with some of our members, that although maybe you are competing against each other, that when you come together and offer a product or a service, that actually it can increase the market share for both of you. So my first top tip here is that you want to be open to a number of different areas of collaboration, but you want to find a business that is going to have similar values, similar outlook, and will be willing to put in the similar amount of work to you with this collaboration. The other thing as well to think about is that we all maybe have dreams of collaborating with very big businesses that are substantially bigger than us, but that might not be the best move for you to take, because a very large business oftentimes will not be interested in that collaboration, or they will have requirements that you end up doing so much or giving away so much that there's not really a lot of value in that for you as well. So be quite strategic in finding that right collaboration partner for your business. When we are looking for collaboration partners, we want to evaluate that they're going to be right for us as well. So that's looking at things like their customer base. Do they have customers that would be customers that could potentially be our customers? Do they, as a business, have the same values, beliefs, and principles as us as a business as well? For me, that's really important, that I only want to work with businesses that have similar values to us within Female Fusion. And probably you as a business owner, you want to look at that as well. And you also want to look at similar size too. It's often good to work with a business which is a similar size to you, or maybe slightly smaller or slightly larger, so you will be able to really complement each other and build that win-win collaboration. The next thing we want to do is think about how our collaboration is going to work, setting the foundation for our collaboration. Who's going to be doing what? Will your business be doing the promotion? Will the other business be providing something else? Will you both be doing promotions? What does that look like? So when you are setting the foundation, really think clearly about what that is going to look like. Now, as a small business, there are so many different types of collaborations that you could be looking at that this involves a lot of creativity, and this can be a lot of fun when you look at that. What I see within Female Fusion is there are so many different types of collaborations that our members come up with. So it could be as simple as doing something like putting an event on together. So maybe you co-host an event together and you invite all of your audiences together to that event. It could be you're co-hosting a webinar or a training workshop, or it could be something a little bit further where you're each providing complimentary services and you package that together in one service or product that your audience could purchase from you. You could look at creating content together as well. You could look at creating a live stream together or a podcast together. I've seen a number of businesses come together and one person, let's say, is an expert in marketing and another person is an expert maybe in e-commerce business, and they've come together and created a limited edition podcast, whether it's a free podcast or a paid for podcast, that they could go and create that as well. Other things like training courses. We've seen members come together and create a training course or a complimentary training course together as well. You could also collaborate by offering your services or products to the other person's audience. So it could be that you write a guest blog, or if the person has a large audience, you could provide a training course. We collaborate with a number of well-known business owners and experts around the world where they will come into the Female Fusion membership and they will deliver a masterclass. And the reason why people do that is they want to be able to, one, share their knowledge, but also as well be able to be seen and be visible to an audience that they wouldn't necessarily have exposure to. So for example, we recently did a masterclass with Nicole Hatherley, who's based in Australia, and Nicole did a whole masterclass on really elevating yourself as an entrepreneur and how you are seen. And she really found that valuable because she had presented her knowledge to an audience that she had never connected with before. And we had so many people attend and so many people sharing her content and talking about that, that was a really great tool and resource for Nicole to be able to access. And it was great as well that we were able to bring an incredible expert to our community to share her knowledge. And one of the things that I was really impressed about afterwards is that Nicole and her team were very good about sharing information about the masterclass, what was talked about, some of the conversations and feedback that happened, of course, with permission of participants. And so she was able to not only share what had happened, but then we both cross-promoted that to our audiences. And so we had exposure to each other's audiences that probably hadn't connected before. So those are things to be really strategic and to be thinking about as well when you're thinking about types of collaborations. Other collaborations you could think about as well could be providing a product or service as part of a gift bag or a giveaway or a promotional bundle with other business owners. So again, in exchange for you providing that product or that service, that your business is promoted to a wider audience. There's so many different things that you can do that when it comes to collaboration, that it's really down to you and creatively what you could be thinking about. For example, I know that there was a couple of members that came together and had a really good idea for an eco-friendly, sustainable event. And they came together and curated all of the content together. Different members provided activations and they provided this live event. And instead of them just having an audience of maybe 500, 1,000, 2,000 people, with all of the collaboration partners that came together, they were able to invite over 20,000 people to attend their event. So sometimes you're able to be small, but still access a wider market. When we are creating a collaboration, though, it's very important that we are clear on who is doing what, because you could have great chemistry, brainstorming, all of these different things when you meet, but your collaboration might fall apart if you are not very clear on who is doing what and how that's going to be implemented and what the timelines are against that. Nobody wants to be part of a collaboration where they do all of the work, they share it with their audience and make everything happen, and the other person benefits, unless that is something which is agreed. So be very clear at the beginning, when you come together to create this collaboration, who is doing what. Within Female Fusion, we actually have a legal template which has been provided by Crimson Legal, which is an MOU or Memorandum of Understanding template, which allows you to create that for your collaboration, detail who is doing what and what the deadlines are. When you have something like this laid out, it's really easy for you to be able to see what that process is going to look like. If you don't have that mapped out, you open yourself up for dissatisfaction, for things not being done and the collaboration not working the way that you want it to. So do ensure that when you are planning your collaboration, that you're very clear on everybody's roles, everybody's deliverables, and maybe even set some KPIs for yourself as part of that. Even if you get along so well with that person, even if they are your business bestie, avoid any doubt by having an agreement put in place about who is doing what as part of that collaboration. Believe me, when you do that, it will feel so much easier and flow to be able to get that collaboration and partnership done. Now, when we are ready to start going with our collaboration, this is where it's so great that we have an agreement about who is doing what, because then you are both delivering and creating and implementing as you agreed, and hopefully you will start to see that your audience will grow. You each are bringing to the table two very different audiences, or it could be potential similar audiences, and what you will be able to do is benefit from each other's audiences. At the end of your collaboration, you also want to be able to determine how successful it was and to measure that. So what you will want to do is at the end of your collaboration, evaluate how successful it's been. What are things that you can look at to evaluate the success of that? Well, it could be, for example, you could look at monetary value, especially if you're selling a product or a service. How much did your sales increase by? How many new customers did you gain? How many people did you gain on your email list? Both of you will be looking to gain your email list as a result of that. So how many people did you grow your email list by? And it's useful for you to look on both sides. So partner A, partner B, how many new customers? How many more people on your mailing list? How much has your revenue increased by? How many people visited your sales page? Any of those sorts of metrics that we would use anyways, you want to build that into your collaboration to see how it worked. You also want to be able to sit down with your collaboration partner when it's finished and just have a conversation. What worked well? What didn't work well? What could we do in the future? Do we want to work together in the future? What will that look like? Maybe what things do we need to change to have this be even more successful? Because when you have a collaboration which is win-win for both sides, it's going to help you get there faster. It's going to help your business grow faster. So it's a great opportunity for you to grow your business. I am so passionate about scaling up businesses. I want you to have the most profitable business that you can possibly have. And that is why I delivered 10 masterclasses, my absolute favorite masterclasses that will help you scale up your business. I live delivered them, but the greatest thing is I've also packaged it together that you can access it today and get access to these 10 masterclasses that will take you through everything from financial management to creating your strategy to using events to new business development and creating your elevator pitch. Not only that, things like building your email list and creating lead magnets and freebies. All the things that you need to scale up your business. You can access it today for the special price of $97. If you go to femalefusionnetwork.com/scaleup, you can see everything that's included and get immediate access today.